okay, let's take a deep breath and kind of move into focusing on thoughts of the Spirit. And this morning we're remembering one of my very favorite saints, who's Saint Hilda. She was an abbess of Whitby, and she was actually, this particular abbey, in keeping with the Celtic tradition, was for both men and women. And it sits upon a wonderful bluff above the ocean, looking out over the North Sea on the east coast of England. She was taught by Polinius and St. Aidan. She was renowned for her wisdom, her eagerness for learning, and her devotion to God's service. Known for her good sense, she was sought by kings for advice and counsel. How many of our female saints we could say that same thing about? It's interesting, isn't it? Like most of the abbesses of her day, she governed a community of both monks and nuns. And so this prayer, St. Hilda. O God, our vision, in your mother's womb you formed us for your glory. As your servant Hilda shone like a jewel in the church, may we now delight to claim her gifts of judgment and inspiration reflected in the women of this age. Amen.
Amen.
And now we'll have a prayer again from Philip Newell.
John Philip Newell, call blessings on the day born of night.
Blessings on the day born of night. Blessings on the earth wedded to heaven. Blessings on the creatures adored by angels. Blessings on our bodies, alive with spirit. Blessings on our minds, filled with dreams. Blessings on our hearts, opened by love. Blessings, blessings, blessings.
It is my very great pleasure to introduce our speaker for this morning. You may have noticed she's been here with us for the last 3 weeks, actually, 2 weeks, Catherine. Catherine Collis is an inspirational leader in spiritual education and personal development and leads wonderful retreats. She has a background in the fields of gerontology, human development, and spiritual psychology. And she's a credentialed adult ed teacher. She's also a yoga and meditation teacher, as well as the group facilitator of Circle Methodologies. She's best known for the retreats and pilgrimages she leads to the Isle of Iona in Scotland. She's married to Roger, her partner and best friend, and has two grown daughters, one of whom was here with us last week. Now, Catherine was born and raised here in Santa Barbara. And at an early age, she discovered the Isle of Iona, making her first visit there in 1971. And I don't think it was quite such a popular destination then, was it? Or was it that already?
Surprisingly,
it was.
So.
Okay. She has since developed a lifelong relationship to the island and has faithfully returned from the United States to the Inner Hebrides of Scotland almost every year for these past 40 years. In 1986, her quest to understand Celtic spirituality and the spiritual call of our time inspired her to begin leading retreats to Iona as an essential place of pilgrimage on behalf of the call and soul of our world. She has since introduced hundreds of groups and individuals to the island. By the way of interest, Catherine was a student at Brockwood Park, the Krishnamurti School in England, and a resident of the Findhorn community in Scotland in the early 1970s. She and her husband have 12 years' experience of international work, particularly in China and the former Soviet Union. They were very involved in Washington state government and local educational reform. She's been working with individuals in private practice and consulting groups and organizations for over 35 years. They returned to this area, she and Roger, in 2007 after 25 years of living and raising their daughters in Seattle, Washington. They settled in Ojai, where Catherine commuted and worked as program coordinator at La Casa de Maria, which was a spiritual home for her in her early growing up days in Santa Barbara, providing a base for dealing with the aftermath. Oh, and she's moving back here shortly because she's going to be rebuilding. Her family lost their home in the Key Fire, and so she is going to be helping her family, her mother and father, to rebuild her home. Most recently, she's been an educational director at Meditation Mount in Ojai. I don't know if any of you are familiar with that place. A beautiful spot if you don't know about it. And she's currently the co-founder of the Center for Human Wholeness with Roger. And there is some flyers back on the table about that center for you to read. And before we bless her, I just like to tell you about her passion, because I think it's always good to know our speakers. That really excites them. And she's an exponent of holistic models of human growth and relationship, as well as those spiritual traditions and practices that celebrate the sacred in the ordinary, which is certainly a Celtic. Her passion is to help individuals discover the guiding wisdom and call of their own souls, and to awaken their love and sense of stewardship for the earth and creation. It's this ground of being that gives rise to vision and courage, inspiring innovative solutions to our local global problems and installing a deep commitment to that spirit of protection, regeneration, and restoration of the human community and the natural world. It's a big order. So now, please join me in welcoming blessing Catherine.
We bless you as you share your gifts of spirit, life, and insight. We welcome you with joy.
And Catherine will tell you more about the mysterious gift that she found on your chair. We'll be singing, hang on to the yellow sheet, because we'll be singing that song after our break. Thank you.